Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we are exploring some heavy lifting. We're talking about the simple, profound power of just speaking it, the powerful affirmations into your life. Let's get into it. Words have significant power, more power than most of us realize. Every thought you speak into existence, it shapes the energy you live and the directions your life will take. When you speak with intention and you're being intentional, you begin to rewrite your reality. Positive affirmations are not just words. They are seeds. You are planting seeds of greatness in your life. When you plant them daily with faith, love, and consistency, they grow into confidence, peace, strength, and most importantly, success, baby. There's beauty in affirming who you are and who you are becoming. So speaking positive words over your life is a way of reclaiming your voice and your power. It's how you tell the universe and yourself that you are ready to live in alignment with purpose, joy, and abundance. Every time you choose to speak light instead of doubt, you shift your mindset, your energy, and your future. So this episode is about transformation, the transformation that happens when you learn to speak life over yourself. It's about choosing faith over fear and love over lack and growth over guilt. Affirmations are not magic. They are reminders of the truth that already lives within you. When you speak them consistently, you begin to see the beauty in your reflection, the possibilities in your journey, and the strength in your soul. You may have been taught to downplay your words or silence your voice. You may have been surrounded by negativity, comparison, or even doubt, but that ends right here. Today, you begin to speak differently to yourself and about yourself because your words create your world. So today's episode is going to teach you a little bit about affirmations, how they heal, how they attract, and how they help you grow. So you'll discover how your language can shift your mindset, your emotions, and most importantly, your destiny. So you'll be reminded that the most powerful conversations you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. So take a deep breath, speak softly but boldly, and begin declaring what you desire, not what you fear. The beauty of affirmations lies in their power to remind you of who you've always been. You've always been worthy. You've always been capable. You've always been loved, and you've always been destined for greatness. Every word you speak can water the garden of your life. So speak beauty, speak power, and speak life. Let's take a moment to think about the brain. The brain is a supercomputer, but you've been programming it with default settings. Those default settings of things like doubt, fear, not being enough. So we're going to not do that anymore. We're going to step our game up. So today we're going to reprogram the system. We're getting those two most powerful words, I am. I love the I am positive affirmations. I even have the app, the I am app. I love it. I use it every day. I get reminders and alerts on how great I am. I love those affirmations and turning them into a mantra, a weapon, a shield. It's helped me through my days where I felt so down and, you know, dealing with loss and grief and can't get out of bed. The positive affirmations really got me going many years ago, and I didn't stop it. I kept it going. So I'm going to run through 20 positive affirmations for success, wealth, self-worth, and pure, unshakable confidence. And I want you to repeat each one out loud right where you are today, and feel free to say it with your chest. Don't just say them, speak them into existence. So let's go. The first affirmation, I am worthy of love, success, and abundance. Speak it. I am the architect of my own life. I build my dreams every day. Speak it. My potential is limitless and I am tapping into now. Speak it. Speak a word. I trust myself to make wise and powerful decisions. Speak it. Money flows to me easily and effortlessly from multiple sources. That's right. Shout out to my multi-streaming income people. Speak it. I am a magnet for positive experiences and opportunities. Yes, speak it. I am creative and my ideas are valuable and needed. I release all fear and choose faith over doubt. Speak it. I am strong, resilient, and I overcome every obstacle with grace and ease. Speak that. I am proud of who I am and I celebrate my uniqueness. I deserve to be happy, healthy, and financially free. Speak it. I am excellent. I'm an excellent money manager and my wealth is growing. Speak it, financial growth. I am surrounded by supportive and loving people. Speak it, speak a word for your tribe. I forgive myself for my past mistakes and choose to grow from them. Speak it. Every day I am moving closer to my highest self. Speak it. Speak the higher vibrations. My energy is magnetic and I attract what is meant for me. Speak it. I am focused, disciplined, and unstoppable in achieving all of my goals. Speak it. I embrace change, knowing it leads to amazing new beginnings. Speak it. I am grateful for all of the abundance I have and all of the abundance coming my way. Speak it. Abundance in your future. And affirmation number 20. This is my favorite one. I am enough. I have enough. I do enough right now. Speak it. Speak all of those positive affirmations into your life. You are so worthy. You are enough. You are capable. You have financial abundance. It's all coming your way. Speak it, affirm it, and know that there's so much greatness coming your way. All of your heart's desires, and also put in that work ethic to make these things possible. It's great to have those positive affirmations, but also you need to put in that work to make all of these affirmations reality. And when that balance and flow is there and you're working in addition to these positive affirmations, you will be surprised at the greatness that you can accomplish. So those, my friend, are my top 20 positive affirmations. I love affirmations. I start my day every day with positivity, speaking that existence into what is, what can be, and just speaking positivity over my life. Because if you don't do it, who's doing it? So you have to think of, you know, your words matter. Your words are so powerful. The most powerful thing you can do daily is speak these affirmations into your life. So understand that it's all about being positive. It's all about reassuring how the words you speak, they are not just sounds. They are energy, they are intention, and they are creation. Every positive affirmation you've spoken, on this journey, on this podcast today, that has planted a seed for a better, brighter, and more peaceful version of your life. So speaking affirmations is more than a habit. It's a lifestyle. That's a lifestyle that I choose. And I encourage you to do so as well. It's a daily act of self-love and a declaration of faith in who you are becoming. So know that words hold power. If you don't take anything away from this podcast episode today, know that words hold power. The power to heal, the power to restore, the power to shift your mindset, and the power to manifest what your heart desires. The beauty of affirmations is that they remind you of the truth that already lives within you. You are strong, you are worthy, you are capable, and you are deserving of every good thing life has to offer you. So know that when you are speaking these positive affirmations, you are speaking the higher vibration, you are speaking the utmost positivity. And when you speak positively, you begin to see the world differently. Your lens shift. You actually attract peace instead of chaos. I don't know about you, but I'm not looking for the agent of chaos. I'm looking to attract peace. You attract confidence instead of fear and joy instead of doubt. Each time you choose words of life over words of limitation, you take back your power and you shape your reality with intention and grace. So it's time to be intentional and speak those positive self-affirmations. So this is not the end of your affirmation journey. It's the beginning of a lifelong practice. So I just want you all to continue to speak words that uplift your spirit. I have been doing it for years and my heart is so grateful. And it also helps to renew your mind and align your energy with purpose. So speak over your dreams, your health, your relationships, and most importantly, your future. Speak even when you don't see the change yet, because the words spoken in faith always find their way into reality. So let your language reflect your light. Let your voice carry healing, gratitude, and strength. And let every affirmation remind you that you are not waiting for the beauty to find you. You are creating it from the inside out. So today and every day, I want you to speak life, speak love, speak power, because the beauty of your life will always mirror the beauty of your words. So speak those positive affirmations and be so intentional with your word choice in your habits and how you're going about manifesting all of those great things into your life. My goodness, this was such an exciting topic for me to podcast about today. I love positive affirmations. I can't start my day without them. And listen, this wasn't just an exercise, that was a commitment. An affirmation is an act of words. It is you actively, consciously choosing your reality. So don't wait for your life to change. Change your words and your words will change your life. Start every morning with these words and I assure you, you won't regret it. Or find the five that hit home the hardest and just speak them. Speak those positive affirmations. Real, raw, relevant style. That's you. And that's the energy you put out into the world. You're going to receive that good karma. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me. Now go out there and live the life that you just spoke into being. See you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.